Good morning. Vibrio cholerae is a gram-negative bacterium that occurs naturally in fresh, brackish, and saltwater environments. Infection with a pathogenic species can cause cholera or vibriosis. Cholera is caused by infection with Vibrio cholerae serogroups 01 or 0139 that produce cholera toxin, which are referred to as toxigenic Vibrio cholerae. Cholera is characterized by profuse watery diarrhea and has caused large and deadly epidemics. Vibriosis is an infection with a serogroup other than Vibrio cholerae 01 or 0139. It is characterized primarily by gastroenteritis. Unlike cholera, it has not caused epidemics. Some serogroups of Vibrio cholerae can produce cholera toxin, but do not cause cholera. 075 and 0141 are examples. They are rare in the United States and can cause severe illness similar to cholera. In 2011, one of these serogroups caused an outbreak that was associated with raw oyster consumption. Relatively little was known about the causative agent, so we reviewed surveillance data to see what we could learn. Local and state health departments report lab-confirmed cholera and vibriosis cases to a national surveillance system called Cholera and Other Vibrio Illness Surveillance, or COBIS. These reports contain key information about the patient, isolates, and exposures. CDC's Enteric Disease Laboratory requests submission of all Vibrio isolates health departments receive. The laboratories test these isolates for four Vibrio cholerae serogroups. It also determines whether or not the bacteria produce cholera toxin, subtypes them, and tests for antimicrobial resistance. We described and summarized the cases by serogroup, and we mapped infections by the state that was the most likely source of exposure. From 1984 through 2014, 51 cases were reported to COBIS. Serogroup 075 accounted for 30 cases, and 0141 for 21. Demographically, the patients with 075 and those with 0141 infection were similar. About half were female, and the median age was in the 40s. Between one-third and a half of patients were hospitalized. None of the patients died. We had symptom data for 50 of the 51 patients. The denominators on this and the following slides vary because some fields in the patient COBIS forms were blank and thus not counted. Diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and nausea were the three most commonly reported symptoms among patients infected with each serogroup. The illness onset date was reported for 48 of the 51 cases. Serogroup 075 occurred between March and November, while 0141 cases occurred between May and October, suggesting that 075 might be more tolerant of colder water, or that it is more likely found in areas where the water stays warm longer. This table conveys the importance of oysters in the transmission of these pathogens, particularly 075, which accounted for 92% of the single exposures in that serogroup. Whereas clams and recreational freshwater exposure are likely vehicles for 0141 infection. This map and the following show the states that were the most likely source of the suspected exposure. Patient travel, number and types of exposures, and no seafood harvest areas were considered. Of the 30 patients infected with serogroup 075, the probable origin of exposure was determined for 12. All 12 either lived in or visited Florida during the exposure window, which is why this map seems so empty. These patients ate oysters harvested in the Apalachicola Bay, which is marked with a star. It seems that serogroup 075 thrives in the brackish and saltwater environments of Florida's panhandle, and likely in similar environments in the Gulf Coast more generally. Patients with 0141 infections were exposed throughout the country. Four patients ate raw seafood that was linked to harvest sites off the coast of Florida and New Jersey. The remaining four patients did not travel and had no other recreational experiences other than freshwater exposure in lakes or rivers. The patients infected with serogroup 075 and 0141 were similar, but there were notable differences in how, where, and when these patients were exposed. These differences collectively reveal the uniqueness of these closely related pathogens. Limitations of this study include underdiagnosis and underreporting of cases. If the exposure characteristic of missed cases were substantially different from those reported, they could affect the conclusions drawn about the serogroups. Finally, while seafood and fresh water were the most common exposures associated with Vibrio infection, we cannot definitively demonstrate a causal relationship between exposure and outcome for these cases. I'd like to acknowledge these groups and people. Without them, this analysis would not have been possible. Thanks for listening.